Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop. After the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy, the deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there. An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Not a lot of election action on this election day, but yesterday's balloting in Virginia was historic. A blue wave in that state's state house, as Democrats are projected to win majorities in both chambers. The first time in over 20 years that Democrats in Virginia have had control of both the state Senate and its House of Delegates. In what some see as another possible bellwether of 2020, Kentucky's incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin has been defeated by Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks it's unlikely that President Trump will be removed from the White House.
If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
If Trump was impeached by the House, the Senate would have to decide whether he's guilty or innocent and what to do. The government reporting today that American worker productivity declined in the third quarter by 0.3% annual rate, the first time it's declined in 4 years. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study says the people most likely to use cocaine and abuse opioids are construction workers. A study released a couple of days ago says construction workers face high rates of painkiller abuse because their injury rates are higher when compared to other professions, and the physical exertion can lead to self-treatment with pain medication. A new report says dumped and abandoned fishing gear is the biggest plastic polluter in all of the planet's seas. That's according to Greenpeace. Over 640,000 tons of nets and lines and traps used in commercial fishing are dumped and discarded in the sea every year, and the report is calling for international action to stop that plastic pollution, which Greenpeace says is deadly for marine wildlife. And the late Michael Jackson's Moonwalk socks, as they're called, are expected to fetch a pretty high price at auction. The late pop star wore the glittery socks during his famous TV performance of Billie Jean in 1983 when he introduced the Moonwalk dance to American audiences. The auction website GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com says it expects to haul in at least $1 million for those crystal stockings, maybe as much as $2 million. And the owner of the L.A. Chargers of the NFL is categorically denying a report that claims the team might be moving.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to come at you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Herson is with us, as he is every week, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, how we be?
Hey, we be fine. How are you doing?
Hey, better than those knuckleheads in D.C. Beltway. I mean, what a show, huh?
Yeah, it really is a show. And who's leading the show? The master showman, Schiff, who has zero credibility because he makes stuff up and he's proven it. He proved it during the Russia collusion hoax, and he's proving it again as he's the point man for Nancy Pelosi on the secret star chamber fake impeachment inquiry based on this whistleblower. You know, I mean, I'm kind of getting tired of calling this guy a whistleblower. He's a Democrat operative.
Right.
Well-connected. Worked for Biden, worked for Clapper and Brennan, and, you know, it appears that he's the guy, you know, we're like about 99.5% certain that he is. And now he's said that he's willing to accept written questions.
Written questions, right.
And, you know, when you get the whole idea of testimony, is that someone gets to, quote, cross-examine. Someone gets to ask the tough questions. You know, and for myself as a lawyer, I've watched this in courtrooms and experienced it all the time. You know, the jury doesn't pay attention during direct examination. That's when the friendly lawyer is asking. They say, Frank, tell the story of what happened to you last Monday.
Right.
You know, that's called an open-ended question. The jury goes to sleep during direct examination. When they wake up is when there's this hostile cross-examination that says, isn't it a fact that you were alone with a female employee last Monday? And then, everybody's paying attention.
Yes, so. That's right. Yes.
over your
McDonald's super meal. Yes, I know. Right.
Exactly. So that's, the part of our system where we extract truth. So that this guy, being willing to accept questions, Schiff is hiding him because it's embarrassing personally to Schiff to find out that his office was coordinating this and manufacturing it. And that's what we're going to find out.
Is that even legal, James, in the whole parlance of this whole whistleblower, rules and regulations for? Because once he had direct contact with him, he is no longer covered by the whistleblower guidelines, supposedly.
Well, no, that's right. That's why I said this guy's a fake whistleblower. And Adam Schiff himself is a walking ethical and legal violation. I mean, one can make, certainly ethically, he should not be the head of any committee. He should be off the committee. Ethically, he should resign. If he is a man of honor, he'd resign his seat. But legally, it certainly appears there's a case for abuse of power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
on his side. On his side.
We
were talking about this earlier this week, James, is that this whole idea, the way they bifurcate this concept of, not necessarily moral, it's not necessarily ethical, but it's not necessarily illegal either. What does this mean? Are we so in between the nuance of that which is right and true and honest? We just bifurcate it in such a way to give ourselves enough room so that we can skirt around things and somehow get out of jail. Is that the deal?
It is the deal, at least when we talk about politicians. Mm-hmm. I think ever since the era of Clinton, that the expectations of integrity, and it's hard to say integrity,
right,
politician in the same sentence.
Well, you used it in the same sentence with Bill Clinton, and I was surprised because, after all, it was Hillary that gave us plausible deniability, right?
Yeah, that's right. And this thing with a whistleblower, the guy who we think is the whistleblower, Eric Chiaramella, was removed from White House duty in 2017 because of leaks.
Right.
There was a leak that claimed from an official in the White House that Vladimir Putin had been the reason Comey was fired, and that Vladimir Putin fired Comey, which was debunked as false.
Well, Comey fired himself, James. I mean, come on, let's be real. James Comey fired. I mean, he fired himself. But no, I understand.
Saying is that this guy is a leaker who had to be removed from White House duty before he got involved with this prevarication that he's involved with. Because, he felt compelled.
Yes.
So compelled.
His conscience.
The authorities because
yes.
of this terrible phone call that he never heard.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea, can they change the rules to allow hearsay?
One month before. That was convenient.
Yeah.
But the Democrats don't want to talk about that, though.
Yeah, I just think that the American people, it's amazing that they can cut through all of this shrubbery of false reporting, fake news, and they're able to find the truth.
Well, you know why, James? Because most of us have kids, and when you have kids, we go through the dance. We're well equipped. this is just like a bunch of juveniles coming up with stories here, and you go, "Come on, please." But the only thing is when our kids do it to us, it doesn't cost us a lot of money. When government officials do it to us, man, all of a sudden you start hearing the million-dollar bills just racking by there, ching, ka-ching, ka-ching, with each lie and each extension of this deal. Not to mention, the unintended consequences of what this is doing in regard to our national security, trade objectives, infrastructure, just go right on down the list, healthcare, all this stuff being blocked, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the rest of the progressives who know better and think that they would be running this government so much better when they had it for 8 years last time I checked and all but destroyed us.
Yeah, no, it's true. And look, all of this, the circus that the Democrats are doing, is a distraction to cover up for what they're deathly afraid of. And they're afraid of Bill Barr, Durham, and what is going to be uncovered, which is the greatest scandal in the history of our nation. And, of course, it leads, because part of the scandal takes place in the Ukraine, it leads to Joe Biden and son.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also, you know, the Democrat establishment, even though the media talks about how Elizabeth Warren is gaining and, you know, the local polls, and it's true, show Biden, you know, kind of retracting. But the establishment still is behind Biden, mm-hmm. the Democratic establishment, and they believe that Biden's the best situated.
Well, but they got to know, James, the polls are juiced. I mean, they're trying to convince everybody else, but the people that really know that they're juiced. We got to go to break. We got more from James Hurston after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from James Herson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James, as we were saying right before the break, I mean, these polls, I mean, even the Fox poll the other day came out, and I looked at it, and I go, wait, what are you talking about? And even the anchor was saying, oh, well, you know, these numbers have gone up. No, they've gone down, the impeachment numbers. But their perception, I mean, it's almost like they're all drinking the grape juice here. And Fox News is up to it in their earlobes. And it doesn't matter which pretty face is talking to you. I mean, it's amazing to me. I mean, even you look at their own polls and you say, wait a minute, you can't read the poll? I mean, last time I checked, 49 is less than 51. So I don't know how that's an increase. I mean, to me, I think still, I was taught by nuns, and they taught me that that was a decrease.
yeah, there is something. It's disturbing to sit here and tell you that we have lost a good part of Fox News as a nation. Fox News has transformed a portion of its programming into almost, well, certainly the same as the broadcast media, maybe not as crazy as CNN and MSNBC.
No. Right.
And then we just heard that Catherine Herridge, this award-winning journalist who has broken so many stories that benefit the American people, that she's actually a reliable reporter, has left Fox and gone to CBS.
Do you think maybe she should talk? Maybe she should talk to Cheryl Atkinson, huh? Or maybe should have,
because we know Fox needs to hire Cheryl Atkinson.
Oh, I've been waiting for that for a long time. Going, wait a minute, what are you doing? Go ahead.
Fox did hire John Solomon. I thought that was a good hire.
Right, exactly.
He's not really. He's kind of working as a contributor, more of an opinion person than the way Catherine Herridge with breaking stories, but something, and you know, we know that Paul Ryan, former Speaker Paul Ryan, who we now know an awful lot more about than we did when he was running as Vice President, is sitting on the board at Fox News, and report after report keeps coming out that Paul Ryan is an ardent never-Trumper, and that he is lobbying to change Fox News. Now, they've not messed with their primetime lineup, and I think if they did, they would lose a lot of customers. But the Drudge Report reportedly has lost one-fifth of its readers.
Exactly. It's no surprise. I mean, it's almost like, you know, where it used to be substantial, you go to it and you go, where's the beef?
No, not only that, it's very hostile to the president. It's the same old never-Trumper stuff. There are rumors on the internet that Matt Drudge is no longer involved or that he's had some radical transformation. I don't know, but
is he channeling his Huffington or something? What's going on?
Yeah, I think so. But the thing that concerns me is that, you know, we're looking at a very different kind of election playing field coming up in 2020. We've got no Drudge. We've got
Fox in the tank.
Limited Fox News. Twitter has banned political ads. There's pressure on Facebook to do it as well.
Thank God Zuckerberg stood up to him and says, look at, no, I'm not going to regulate. I'm not going to adjudicate political speech. Kudos for him for saying that. And Twitter, what kind of weenies are they that they would just, you know, pack up like that? And especially because they knew that Trump had a stronghold on Twitter, and this is a way to purposely negate and neutralize his strength there. Just saying.
No, you're right. And what kind of weenies, to answer the question? Mm-hmm. Very partisan, biased weenies in the form of Jack Dorsey, who's made it real clear. I mean, he has now made Facebook look like a hero and make Zuckerberg look like a hero. I'm praying that Zuckerberg hangs in there. And of course, but it's going to be, I mean, we're going to need a network of people to help in this campaign. And I think people
without
are
a doubt.
Willing to step up and do it.
I think the Democrats are definitely pushing all the conservatives and Republicans together. James, we got about 4.5 minutes left, and I did want to cover this one topic that you wrote about. Again, California, hoy, yay, yay. This electric power grab. I mean, they don't know who to blame. They want to blame Trump because he's a climate denier, and they're saying all these fires that have been started in California as a result of climate change, which, forget the real facts and the science. This is actually California experienced less fires than previous years. But it's climate change. That's the problem. And Donald Trump doesn't believe in climate change, so it's all his fault. It has nothing to do with their mismanagement of the forest.
And that has everything to do with, you know, Jerry Brown goes and testifies in front of Congress, and Jerry Brown says that the problems in California are caused by Republicans and Donald Trump and climate change.
Right.
And that's what we hear from the local media. That's
are there any Republicans left in the state office? Are there any Republicans? How many Republicans they have? They just only have a couple of Republicans, and they serve lemonade for the 2 o'clock service. Is that that's all they do?
Yeah. I mean, especially in the last election, Republicans were really decimated. I think they're going to come back in 2020 in a presidential election.
Well, they got to figure out how to out ballot harvest the Democrats, you know.
They're doing it. And as a matter of fact, you know, Nancy Pelosi today is in Southern California in Oceanside, of all places, because there's one of the freshman congressmen. His name is Mike Levin. He's running against a Republican mayor of San Juan Capistrano, who's a strong candidate, well-funded. Mm-hmm. And that's a seat the Republicans are hoping to flip back as Dana Rohrabacher's seat, who was taken by a guy named Harley Ruda, who's hiding under a rock.
Yeah, where is he? I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything from him at all. What's he doing? Is he going to Starbucks and getting cappuccinos for Pelosi? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, Katie Hill resigned, of course.
And of course, she's another one blaming people on the right. It's got no ding dong. You're the one. These are selfies. You took pictures of yourself.
Yeah. People on the right had the nerve to exploit the naked pictures that
she put out there. She put out there on the internet.
A threesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? And George Papadopoulos is running in her seat. So they're nervous. They're scared. About what could happen in California, actually.
Well, they need to be scared across the country, James, for what the Democrats have put the American electorate, voter electorate through these past 3 years, how much money they've cost. And here it is. I mean, with a little bit of cooperation, could you imagine what our GDP would look like? MCA would already be signed. Trade deals with Japan would already be sealed and delivered. Some of the other European partners that are saying, look, all right, we're going to be fair. We're ready to, sign a better trade deal for everybody that's win-win. And then how much pressure does that put on China to come into the fold? I mean, this stuff could all be done, but not under the watch of Nancy Pelosi and this Democratic apparatchik that is happy to go out there and pursue windmills like Don Quixote.
Yeah, and speaking of Don Quixote, the Nancy Pelosi's relative, Gavin Newsom, the governor who actually makes Jerry Brown look moderate, now he's threatening to take over the largest electrical power company in California. So he really is following the road of Venezuela.
Right, exactly.
The government literally take over. They can run things better. And it was the government, of course, that you, in league with the environmentalists, who took away, you mentioned the forest, not only the maintenance of the forest, but they also got rid of safety buffer zones around power plants and power lines because, you know, you can't cut any trees. You can't cut any shrubs. You might endanger some, you know, some obscure
The pink beetle. The pink beetle. You can't mess with the pink beetle, I'm just saying. We got to leave it for there until next week. James Herzen, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor right here. Thank you, James. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop. After the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy, the deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there. An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, this month, November, is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, according to the CDC. Despite the availability of many anti-epileptic drugs, 56% of adults living with epilepsy continue to have seizures. Are you aware of that? More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. In fact, 1 in 26 people will develop epilepsy in their lifetime. Additionally, based on a recent survey by the CDC, more than half of patients continue to have seizures despite being currently treated. But living with epilepsy should not feel like a dead end for patients. A new national survey developed by SK Life Science and fielded by Cantor Health called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that everyday challenges that adults with epilepsy deal with, as well as their caregivers and the healthcare professionals who treat them. The survey findings demonstrate a powerful impact on patients' lives, not only physically, but emotionally, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally serious. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Danielle Becker. She's an epilepsy specialist with Penn Medicine. Dr. Becker, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this. Let's break it down, help people understand. What is epilepsy?
So Epilepsy is a word that we use to show that there's a predisposition for these patients to have more than one seizure. So you actually spoke about how prevalent epilepsy is, and a lot of people don't know that. Especially during the month of November, which is National Epilepsy Awareness Month, I'm here to increase the awareness and also to talk about the survey data. So the survey actually showed us that there is a disconnect between patients and healthcare providers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that is that more than 3 out of 4 patients will say that they struggle with trying to feel normal, that they're constantly living in fear when the next seizure is. Mm-hmm. And that adds to a lot of isolation, too. So it's affecting these patients both physically but also emotionally, socially, financially. And patients, more than 50% of them admitted that they don't always share their real-life goals with their doctors. They think that the office visits are more focused on clinical data, seizures, what, you know, number, what type of seizure, when in fact it should be, you know, what are their real-life goals? Because that's how you improve the best patient care.
Mm-hmm.
So there actually was a tool developed from the survey results to help patients get the most out of their doctor's visits. So they can go to webmd.com/epilepsy survey and download this tool that they can fill out before they even go to the doctor's office, and it helps them focus on their most important aspects of their care that they want to discuss with their physician.
What an awesome idea. That is brilliant. Because, you know, when you go and you meet with a physician, here your concerns can get drowned out by some practical issues. And this is oftentimes why we may even drag along an advocate with us to give us some balance here. But, wow, this really makes the most of that doctor visit, does it not?
Absolutely. And it's not just the patient that can fill out this DEPS tool. It also can be filled out by anyone in the epilepsy community. So it could be filled out by a caregiver if the patient needs help filling it out. And a lot of times the caregiver might be the one that's interacting with the physicians as well.
Yeah, you mentioned the STEP tool, and I spelled it out for everybody. Sees the truth about epilepsy perceptions. That's what STEP stands for. And this is a brilliant tool that's available on the website as you begin to understand here. And this is why it's important to talk about this so that you're operating. I mean, after all, we know knowledge is power, right? And when you have a condition like this, if you are stuck in the realm of perception, man, this, you're going to fight an uphill battle on this, aren't you?
Absolutely. And as I said, you know, it affects patients emotionally, socially, financially. So patients also showed that over 50% of them are limited by what job they can take because of their epilepsy, and some of them even lose their jobs because of epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, if they're having active seizures, they can't drive, especially
right.
for fear of having a seizure while they're driving. So the other thing that was done to signify November as the National Month Against Epilepsy was that SK Life Science partnered with the Epilepsy Foundation to provide a ride-sharing service through Uber. So patients can go to that website, webmd.com/epilepsy survey, and find out more information about a $20 voucher that they can use during the month of November to get to doctor's offices, to get to places that they need to go, to try to make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, we've got to deal with the facts and get it out of the realm of perception and understood. Look, when you're dealing with epilepsy and all of a sudden the things that you took for granted, now you've got to start thinking about, and especially, like you say, that cloud hanging overhead that has you wondering, well, when's my next incident going to occur here? That has just got to be a tough thing to live with. But the survey gave us a lot of good information. Break it down a little bit more, Dr. Becker, if you would, for us.
Absolutely. So the survey looked at different aspects. It looked at how patients feel, how caregivers feel. It also looked at what the doctors think. So it did show that patients aren't telling the doctors the amount of seizures that they're having. And part of that is because sometimes they don't think that their seizures are severe enough to even mention to the doctor.
Mm.
But it also showed that for this reason, healthcare providers and caregivers think that the patients are having more seizures than they're reporting. And this can affect the relationship, too, because if the patients aren't reporting that they have seizures, then treatment isn't going to be escalated.
Right.
And so they're not going to get the best care that they need.
Mm-hmm. Talk about isolation. This is key here, isolation. I think whenever something happens at any level with any kind of health consequence, and we find ourselves in a position to where we settle in isolation, that's not good, is it?
No, it's not at all. And so it really affects the patient's quality of life. I mean, it affects the relationships. They might not be able to date. Imagine a mother who has to drive her kids to school in the morning. So there's a lot of effects on their life that people don't even realize. They don't understand, you know, what the struggle that these patients face is. And that's why we did surveys was even done to show where the gaps are and how we can improve awareness and try to improve quality of life for these patients.
Well, and as the survey also noted, over half of caregivers, nearly half of all patients, have had to take time off work in the past year due to epilepsy. And we understand that going to work is key to our own mental health, is it not? I mean, you know, assuming that for the most part, you know, work is a pleasant experience.
Yes, exactly. And financially, you want to be able to support your family and as well. And so it's hard because some of these patients can't work. Mm-hmm. And so in improving awareness, we're also trying to improve the treatment that these patients get. And so while epilepsy is very prevalent, more than two-thirds of these patients are controlled with the various treatment options that we have. And so, again, that's why it's so important to get the word out, to get patients to a neurologist or an epilepsy provider, make sure they're asking the right questions, giving the right information, so we can really improve their quality of life, both financially with work, socially with driving, emotionally.
We're talking with Dr. Daniel Becker, an educator in multiple unique settings, both globally and domestically. He's traveled to Tanzania multiple times to teach clinicians and patients about general neurology and more specifically epilepsy and its various treatments. Dr. Becker, any surprises for you in this survey?
The biggest surprise was the disconnect, and that, you know, as a physician, we think that our patients are telling us all the seizures that they're having and realizing that they're not, and why aren't they? I don't think that I personally realize that patients think I, as a physician, may only be focused on their number of seizures or type of seizures. I want them to know that this is a partnership, and I want them to know that I am interested in the real-life goals. And that makes me a better doctor as well if I can address the real-life goals and improve their quality of life.
The fact of the matter is they're all interrelated, are they not? I mean, mind, spirit, body. I mean, you have to look at the totality of what a human being is about when it comes to healing, do you not?
Yes, you do. And, you know, patients with epilepsy don't want to be seen for their epilepsy. They want to be seen for the person that they are.
Exactly.
And this survey and these tools are one step closer to that.
Well, Dr. Becker, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
For more information, you can go to webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
Dr. Danielle Becker, epilepsy specialist, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Becker, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by SK Life Science, Inc. More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agree that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Brian Kilmeade with us, New York Times best-selling author of George Washington's Secret Six, and we're going to be talking about his just-released book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed America's history. Brian Kilmeade, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for doing this, Bill.
Are you kidding me? My goodness. Yeah, I mean, you're becoming my hero here, man. I know what it's like to do 3 hours. You and I are on at the same time. I mean, 3 hours is 9 hours total when you figure in prep time. But that's not enough for you. You do a TV show every morning, and then you're writing best-selling books. I mean, do you have a bed there? I mean, what do you have a life? What do you do, Brian?
It takes a couple of years. So keep in mind, I'm not... You know, you just don't write it one day. You just break it up and you hit him like step by step. There's a step by step process to it. But I mean, basically, we've just given up quality sleep.
Yes.
Donald
Trump only lives on 3-4 hours of sleep. Why not you? Right.
Right, and that's going well. So smooth. Not making much news.
Yeah, exactly.
I would prefer more sleep. But the fact that I'm able to function fine without it. But if I had my druthers, I'd sleep more.
Right. Well, that they said the number one thing that people asked, if they were given an hour more a day, you know what their choice was? Of all the things they could do, if you had one more hour every day, what would you do? Answer.
I would probably work out, but I guess you're saying that people mostly...
Uh-huh.
Would sleep?
Yeah, exactly. Number one answer, sleep. So now that we have that well established, but this book here, what you've done is awesome. I mean, what our schools are failing to do for our kids in giving them, an education of history. This is much more dynamic than even what schools can do because they have a couple of weeks. You know, they got 4 weeks, and let's talk about the Alamo, if they're lucky. But you really go into a deep dive here, and you lay down the foundation, which is backed by an incredible amount of research. I mean, it's almost 2 chapters alone when you talk about further reading with all the research that you did for the book.
And there's so much more. And when you go there, and we went to with George P. Bush, Then you go to the planning center, and we did the interview because it's going to be a TV special November 17th. Wow. It's already shot. We shot in the summer before the Texas heat really kicked in, although
yes.
I'm
smart move.
Like sweating through my shirt.
Yes.
He said, oh, did I ever show you the basement? I said, no. He started showing me the original documents from the first families that settled there under Stephen F. Austin's mandate to bring 300 families in. I'm going, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, nothing was contradictory, but there's so much to learn because this is after 1776, so they knew they were fighting for their own revolution. Mm-hmm. And there's so many similarities between 1835 and 1775 and 1836 and 1776.
Amazing.
And that spirit of revolution, they would, you know, Bill, they were referring back to it mm-hmm. during their fight. And what I wanted to do is tell everybody that, you know, the Alamo is known for a great reason. The way they fought and how they died and the famous people that were involved, from William Travis to Jim Bowie to Davy Crockett, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't know is what happened before.
Exactly.
And what you definitely don't know is how it ended. And it was as miraculous as it gets and as thorough and complete a victory as you can imagine, as you can script.
Mm-hmm.
And the composure and the graduation and the progress Sam Houston makes as a young war fighter, to a politician, to back being a military leader, to a guy that drank too much living with the Cherokees, mm-hmm. to a guy that gives up drinking and having 9 kids. So, I mean, you people can appreciate that journey, I hope, and
yes.
understand that it isn't just about Texas, it's about us.
Well, Sam Houston, quite a character, no doubt. I mean, even till the day he dies, I mean, he still has lead in his body, you know, from being shot up, and, you know, he was quite a force. I mean, he was such a force, Brian. They didn't even realize really how tall he was. They said some said 6'2", some said as tall as 6'6". So he was quite a foreboding figure, and, of course, Andrew Jackson, you know, mentored him and took him under his wing. But, you know, being young and being, I don't know necessarily that Sam Houston, that you would say, was ambitious, would you say, or that he just had this kind of sixth sense that there was a destiny about him?
Both. Mm-hmm. Sixth sense, absolutely. Taking credit, taking control of his whole life, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you leave as a young guy and go live with the American Indians, you're not happy at home. You're not walking around saying life has still dealt me a bad hand. I'm going to grab a beer and a gun and go live in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, well, I want to learn more about life. And he did. He wanted to train under Jackson, and he did. He wanted to fight in war, and he joined as a private, even though the Houstons had a bit of a name in the area. He wanted to earn his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came to fighting, he was fearless, but he wasn't smart.
Right.
That's why he almost died.
Yeah,
and
well,
when he mm-hmm. goes and suffers those wounds, you obviously read the book, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. When he suffers the wounds that would not heal, and the reason why is because they didn't even operate on him because they didn't think he was going to last the night.
Exactly right. Well, yeah, I mean here he is. I mean he's got an arrow in his thigh. And he's telling us, take it out. And three times, you know, they're going to take it out. Third time, he says, look it. If you don't take it out this time, it's going to be your head. I guess that's enough motivation to whatever it took to get the arrow out of his leg, right?
Yeah, and he put the gun to the guy's head to pull him out, and he does. But it's bleeding so profusely after he has to go off the fight. And then Jackson wants to finish off this American Indian tribe, these Creek Indians who were great fighters, led by an American, or a Westerner, I should say,
mm-hmm.
Weatherford. And he knows he's got to finish them off tonight or they're going to get away. So he goes back into the sick bay and goes, can anyone still fight? And Houston pops up and goes, yeah, I'll do it. And he's the second guy over, gets shot right in the shoulder, and that would never heal the rest of his life. But what does he learn? It's great to be courageous, but you got to be smart.
Exactly.
Number two, he gets brought up, and after he goes to the hospital and starts getting better, they let him recover in Washington. What do you see in the War of 1812? Washington and all our buildings that were supposed to stand the test of time were burned to the ground. So he learns two things. Be smart, be heroic, but be smart. Sometimes it's right to walk away in order to fight another day. And number two, how fragile this country is.
Well, I like what you wrote about him to that point. You said courage must be calculated because courage without calculation could get you killed.
And it should have got him killed. They say, why should we torture this guy? Let him go through the night, and he lives.
Yes.
So, and then after that, Jackson was so in awe of him. He said, I got your back the rest of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out in the Hermitage, if you go there in Nashville, just outside Nashville, You know, James K. Polk, Martin Van Buren, future presidents were always there. Sam Houston was always there. So at the Hermitage, it was always a university of thought and political plotting.
Right.
And that's where, that's why he became a senator, a governor, the president of Texas, and he also became this leader at the right place at the right time. They always thought that Texas should have been ours. In fact, if you talk to Jefferson, he knows he got it in Louisiana Purchase.
Right.
And there was so much, you know, and the Spanish could not populate it. When it became Mexico, they couldn't populate it. The American Indians were very hostile to the Mexicans. And they were kind of, after a while, Stephen F. Austin's dad, Moses Austin, cut this deal. It's like, hey, you need people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have people. I have people that wanted a fresh start off a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I bring people in? And on the way back after cutting this deal, Moses Austin gets sick and dies, and he asks his son on his deathbed, he goes, would you finish this job? And he said, all right, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves the Northeastern school and a life in business, and he goes out and roughs it in Texas, and he was the perfect person at the perfect time. And they end up dividing up land, you know, agreeing to a tax-free pledge in order to develop the land. And they are part of Spain that turned into part of Mexico. But after a while, they brought more people in 10 years to Texas than the Spanish brought in 300 years in which they were running the place.
Exactly.
Nobody wanted to go there, but Americans wanted to go there.
Well, and that's really the bottom line of all this, because some people want to misreport the history of Texas and suggest that America stole the land.
What you find out is Stephen F. Austin was a proponent for fulfilling his word and saying, we just want to be an independent state of Mexico. We're fine with that. First to Spain, we get that.
Mm-hmm.
But when Santa Ana takes over and their governments keep falling apart, they say our people aren't ready for liberty, and these renegades in Texas better get in line. But yet the people of Texas, Texians at the time,
mm-hmm.
they say, well, you don't provide us any military. You don't pave our roads. You don't provide any services. All
right.
you do is demand things, and now you want taxes, and you want to take away our liberty? I don't think that's going to fly with us.
Right.
And when Stephen F. Austin went in to cut a new deal, they end up putting him in jail. So when he gets out in 9 months, he says he's militant. You know, he's militant. He's radicalized. He came back and goes, guys, you sold me. They cannot be rational. We're going to have to fight this out. This whole jailing without a trial because you want to, that's not going to fly with the American spirit.
Right.
So they were reluctant anyway to go along with the Mexican former government, let alone when they say you better get in line and liberty is not for you. That would, you know, they're going to fight for their independence. And it was game on. And it was a couple of early victories that gave them a false sense of security. And then two devastating massacres in Goliad and the Alamo, which actually showed them that what was at stake. But instead of them telling the Texans to quit, that made them want to fight more. They got reinforcements. They started listening to Sam Houston, and then he had to convince a bunch of Texians who never took a backward step in their life to retreat in what is now known as the Runaway Scrape, because he knew the one fight they were going to have was going to be their first and last fight, and he wanted to make sure they had the best chance to win. So he'd retreat, he'd drill, he would burn towns so they would have nothing to live off of, and they'd be further and further away from their power base. And by the time they were going to fight San Jacinto, they were ready to win. And they got a few bounces that went their direction, and in the lead was Sam Houston. He gets shot again, but they'd win in 18 minutes.
Mm.
I think it's a story Americans need to know.
Exactly. As you say, a quarter hours make a big difference, huh?
Yeah. Basically, back then, if you didn't fight early, you didn't fight at all because they couldn't fight at night.
Well, Brian, congratulations on the book, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, The Texas Victory That Changed American History. What do you want people to get for the book?
Yeah, if you go to BrianKilmeade.com, I could sign it and send it. You could get it there. But if you just go order it, I think you'll love this slice of American history.
Oh, this is awesome. It really is. It's a real treat, ladies and gentlemen. And the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Brian, continued success. Godspeed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Go get it, Bill. You too.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal. heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.